Chapter 12, Just a Kiss. It was 9:30 at night. Alex sat alone in a small office at the headquarters of Deandra's talent agency. The office was on the 50th floor, and Alex looked at the wonderful view. All the brightly illuminated skyscrapers in midtown Manhattan. Many people still seemed to be at work. There was a large television screen on the wall of the office. The TV was tuned to a 24-hour entertainment channel. The same clip kept running over and over again. Alex saw himself on the TV screen, catching Derek Jeter's home run ball, Deandra leaping to her feet to embrace him. He heard the excited voice of the newscaster.
Deandra, in disguise, was caught on camera at Yankee Stadium just a few hours ago. In the cheap seats. The runaway superstar was clearly incognito. But the question on everyone's lips is, who is the mystery boy with Deandra?
Alex felt as if he was in a strange dream. Suddenly, he was famous, but in a very special way. Now, all of America knew his face, but nobody knew his name. He was beginning to worry. The security detail had brought them to the agency, and Deandra had left Alex alone in the small office. She had told him she had to speak with her parents via Skype. She had promised to return quickly, but nearly half an hour had passed, and she had not returned. Alex hoped she was okay. Finally, Deandra entered the office. She still looked tired, but more relaxed, relieved.
"Okay,"
she said.
"I'm going to meet my parents in LA tomorrow morning. But before I agree to see any showbiz people, I need to have a long talk with Mom and Dad about what's happened to my life."
"You mean you don't want to be a star anymore?"
Alex asked.
"I don't know,"
said the young girl slowly.
"I might need to take a break. Or I might walk away from it all, forever. But I love writing songs and performing live. In the end, I'll probably do what Granny told me. Listen to my heart. Anyway, let's get you back to Park Slope."
Michael drove Alex and Deandra back to Aunt Clara's neighborhood in Brooklyn. He parked the car discreetly across the street. Deandra and Alex emerged from the car and walked up to the entrance of Aunt Clara's building. They stood face to face on the sidewalk, under the light of a street lamp.
"It's been a wonderful day, Alex,"
Deandra said.
"Thank you so much for sharing it with me. I'll never forget you."
"Well,"
Alex said,
"this is to make sure you don't forget."
He reached into his jacket pocket and pulled out Derek Jeter's home run ball. He placed it in Deandra's hand.
"I want you to have this."
Deandra's eyes sparkled with tears of joy. She leaned forward and kissed Alex softly on the lips.
"Au revoir, Alex."
"Goodbye, Deandra."
Deandra walked quickly across the street, got back in the car, and Michael drove away. As he turned to enter the building, Alex looked up and saw Jamie and Justin in a second floor window, their faces illuminated by the street lamp. Alex's American cousins were staring at him, wide-eyed, their mouths open in shock.
"Hey, man,"
Justin said.
"That was Deandra."
"Hey, guys,"
said Alex.
"Yes, that was Deandra. Rap's not so bad after all."
"You know, we actually went to the MoMA to look for you,"
Jamie said.
"And you know what? Modern art's not so bad after all."